are withdrawal medications. So, withdrawing from opioids, we usually use methadone, which is a low-dose opioid that helps patients wean off the abuse. The key point here is that it has a long half-life, so there's a higher risk for OD because methadone survives in the fat and it's hard to excrete. So the big risk for overdose is with our elderly patients and renal failure patients. Now, big keywords here for early signs of toxicity. So early signs of toxicity is nausea, vomiting, and lethargy, as well as frequent emesis. That was a big key term on exams. And guys, we always monitor for prolonged QT intervals with our ECGs and O2 saturations less than 90%. 95% to 100% is usually the norm for healthy adults. And lastly, client that falls asleep easily. Guys, this can lead to respiratory depression, so make sure to monitor these patients. Now for alcohol withdrawal, the simplest way is to think of the patho here. So alcohol is a vasodilator and sedative. So imagine years and years of vasodilation and then suddenly an abrupt stop while detoxing. Guys, talk about vasoconstriction. Everything here is squeezing down like a tube of toothpaste. So in the heart, we'll get increased blood pressure and heart rate. In the lungs, you'll get increased respiratory rate. And guys, in the brain, you'll even get seizures and strokes, not to mention the shakes and the tremors. So the meds during withdrawal to decrease the vital signs and prevent MIs and CVAs and seizures, we give benzos like diazepam and lorazepam. Now, this is just going to help relax and calm the body like alcohol, taking the pressure off and decreasing the vital signs and also preventing the seizures. And we also give antihypertensives like beta blockers ending in LOL like atenolol and clonidine, brand name Catapress, that alpha agonist hypotensive, which is a very powerful blood pressure lowering drug. Now, guys, after the withdrawal, we promote abstinence. Now, the drug to know is disulfiram, brand name is Antabuse. So if drinking or even being near alcohol, the patient will have nausea, vomiting, sweating, and even heart palpitations. Now, ATI touched on this in a very interesting way, including a patient teaching with a patient working with rubbing alcohol or alcohol-based products for arts and crafts, saying that it could cause a reaction, which is very true. So guys, don't be tricked. Anything with alcohol could cause a reaction with Antabuse. All right, guys, that wraps it up for our psych drugs. Don't forget to take the quiz in the quiz section. Thanks so much for watching, guys.